Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. Feel stuck and you just don't know why? Do you find yourself pushing others away? Are you not where you thought you'd be in life? Lorraine Crane, transformational coach and founder of Finding Blind Spots, will help you unblock the barriers you face in your life and move beyond your self-imposed limits. She'll teach you to explore, reveal, and conquer your negative thought process to create positive and productive changes. What are you waiting for? Discover and conquer your blind spots at www.findingblindspots.com. That's www.findingblindspots.com.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, everyone, and I'm so glad that you are here with us on the brighter side of the 805, the brighter side of life. And of course, it's Valentine's weekend. I want to wish everyone a happy Valentine's Day. I'm so excited to have in my studio Lorraine Crane. She is a transformational coach and creator of Finding Blind Spots, and we're going to be talking about what's love got to do with it. Welcome, Lorraine. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah,
good to be here.
Very good. Also, we've got a great show for you today. And of course, we've got lots of things that we're giving away. Tom, how are you doing?
Doing great over here, Kim.
Very good. All right. Well, I do want to remind you of our phone number here. It is 805-419-0008. That is the number that you are going to give us a call on to get your name in for some of these great giveaways. And of course, I do want to remind everyone as you're calling in to find out about how to be a part of our newsletter. And that goes out every single week, and it's got all of our guests and all of our sponsors and advertisers and any events that the Kim Pagano Show is connected to. I do want to tell you a little bit about our show today. Our first guest that we're going to be talking about and with is Kathy Lipp. She's been on my show plenty of times, and of course, it's no surprise to me that she has another book that just hit the market, 101, Simple Ways to Show Your Husband You Love Him. Also joining me today is Drew Seeley, and he is from the Theater League, Jersey Boys. We've got tickets for the Jersey Boys, and I'd love to get those out to you. Also, Lorraine Crane, we're here in our studio. We're going to be talking about what's love got to do with it. And if any of you are looking for a therapist or a transformational coach or somebody that can kind of help you and guide you to that next step in your life, I truly recommend Lorraine Crane. She's right here in Westlake. And I thank you so much for being a part of our show. Again, Tom, do you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
Yes, we have some wonderful giveaways for this afternoon. Midtown Cafe starts it off. Grab a breakfast burrito filled with local organic ingredients on your way to work on Loma Vista Road in Ventura. Also, the Urbane Cafe for an all-natural gourmet brunch on Telephone Road in Ventura. You can win tickets to the Buellton Wine and Chili Festival. That's happening on March 12th at the Flying Flags RV Resort. How about tomorrow for February 14th, which is Valentine's Day? Fox Performing Arts Center presents The Producers, a Mel Brooks musical. Really good time there. It's a blast. And come see comedian Paula Poundstone, March 5th. Very funny lady. 9:30 at the Sure Forum, Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza with Paula Poundstone.
There you go. And I want to add a couple of those gift certificates, or to our gift certificates, a deluxe room for one night at the Clock Tower Inn Hotel. And that's located at 181 East Santa Clara Street in Ventura. Also, I've got a dinner for two at the Now restaurant that's located right there. And I would love to share that with our listeners. So let's just start off with that right now. And the phone number here again is 805-419-0008. I do want to remind you to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And you can find our show on thekimpaganoshow.com. Also, you can listen to our podcast, and that's iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. And again, if you have a business or you have something that you want to spread the word about, give us a call and talk to any of our team members at 805-419-0008. Let's bring our first guest on, Kathy Lipp. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Very good. I've got Lorraine Crane here in the studio with us. And
hey, Lorraine.
Hi.
So we're talking. I'm excited about your new book. I don't have it in front of me, but I'm sure I'll be getting it anytime. But, of course, 101 ways, simple ways to show your husband you love him. And what a perfect time for Valentine's Day.
Absolutely, and beyond.
And beyond, you're absolutely right. I just had this talk with somebody saying, why do we only have it? And it's so funny, you just brought to my mind one of my clients that said, my husband doesn't do Valentine's Day. And I said, oh, really? And she goes, yep, the whole time I've been married to him, he doesn't do Valentine's Day. But what he does is he thinks it should be all the time, not just on Valentine's Day.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. So I was like, does he do it all the time? She goes, no, not so much, but that's his idea. And I'm like, okay, we got to really, we got to get this out there. But it's a perfect time to start. If you haven't been sending love or doing little things that make a difference in your relationship or your marriage or your office, whatever. I mean, there's so many different kind of relationships in our life. And it's all about really just honoring that person and really bringing the best out in them. And I think that's where you're going to go, Kathy. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't want to bag on Valentine's Day. I just know that there's a lot of pressure paid to it, and there's a lot of, it's got to be the second most commercial holiday after Christmas. But I think that it's a good reminder that this is something to be celebrated. And it's a good reminder to be honoring the people in your life that you truly do love. So, yeah, absolutely. So Valentine's Day and beyond.
There you go. I love it. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about who you are? And I know you've got several books. We've had you on. You're one of my favorite guests.
And
yeah. Yeah, no, I we've been talking for years now, right?
Yeah.
And I love what you're doing.
Thank you. Well, excuse me. My main intent is, if things aren't right at home, whether that is your relationship, your atmosphere, your goals, then what you're doing in the world is going to be really, really tough to manage. And so I talk about, let's get it right from the start. Let's figure out what's going on in our relationship. Let's get rid of the clutter in your life. Let's really hone in on being the best person we can be with those who we're closest to. And then let's kick it up a notch and get to a place where we're able to make a difference in the world.
Lorraine, I know you can speak to this, right?
Yes. I also think you're right, Kathy, in that we have to also notice the differences between the two people and honor that as a way of being clear in communication.
You are 100% right, and I spend a lot of time on that in this book. One of my friends, Sherry Gregory, who's also an author, really opens that up for us in the first couple of chapters, talking about understanding really the four basic personalities. This has been incredibly helpful to me and my husband in our marriage. And, looking at, are you an analytic? Do you like things just a certain way, but can tend to sometimes take truth over love? Are you an amiable, where you're all about relationship and maybe bend to other people's ways a little too much? Are you an expressive where, you know, you can express love really easily and it's wonderful, but maybe facts aren't so important to you, you know, the whole truth is not really what you're going for? And then finally, our drivers. These are the people who are leaders and they make things go and they love to make decisions, but sometimes they can run over people in doing what they need to get done. So when you know the strengths and the weaknesses of the different personalities, you kind of have an understanding of who you are and who your husband is. It makes a huge difference in how we express love and how we receive love.
So, so true. And it's kind of like if you can honor each other's, the highlights and the lowlights, I guess you would say, you know, it's if your husband is maybe a better planner, but, you know, he doesn't pack for it. You know, I mean, you got to look at what you're both good at. Do you agree?
Absolutely. You need to celebrate it. And I love that what you just expressed there. I'm the one who packs us up for trips.
Yeah.
But when we get there, I can shut off my brain. I call it travel brain.
Ooh, I like that.
He's going to get us where we need to go. He's going to get us when we need to get there. He's a more analytic nature, so he wants to make sure he knows the entire trip laid out. That makes him most comfortable. And so I do a lot of the planning for our trips, but when we're on the trips, I don't know what day it is. I don't know what time it is. And we both really appreciate that.
So it's kind of like a teeter-totter. You both enhance each other when needed. And I think that unless in a lot of relationships, we challenge each other. And
right.
That's where it really starts to be the conflict. If you kind of go, okay, I know that that's something he really likes. And, you know, or, okay, she likes to organize us. We're good to go. Why not sit back and enjoy the ride?
Yeah, and I think that it's hard because we're all adults. We all have managed our own lives. And then we come into this partnership, and either we don't rely enough on our partner or we rely too much. And so it's finding that, like you said, it's finding that balance. It's standing in the middle of the teeter-totter when, you know, things are getting closer together instead of sitting out on the edges and saying, how, and when we can ask, how can I express love in a way that my spouse can receive it? That, it flips everything. Instead of saying, I do all these things for you, I say all these nice things, and none of it makes a difference to you, you know, that's bitter and resentment. But when we can say, how will he best receive love from me, that can make all the difference in the world.
You know, Kathy, you're absolutely right. I know in my practice when I work with couples, sometimes one spouse will think that if they're giving to their spouse something they would like, that doesn't necessarily mean that's really going to resonate with the partner. So it's not what you want to give, it's what the partner can receive.
Oh, so true.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What I was going to say is, you know, there's so many. You have to know your partner, and you need to know, you know, and talk the same language. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Well, I was just going to say with the, you know, giving of gifts and acts of service, you know, we can talk about all these love languages, and my husband loves nothing more than a peppermint mocha from Starbucks at 180 degrees. And so I thought I would surprise him with that because that's what he loves. So I went and I got him the mocha, I got my drink, and then I did our grocery shopping and got back home. And every analytic who's listening right now is in horror. And I didn't know what I'd done wrong. But the problem was, by the time it got to him, it was around, you know, probably 80 degrees, not 180 degrees. And my husband has learned to express appreciation for the thought, even though he would rather not have the mocha at all, because a reheated mocha isn't the same. But now that I've learned that, I didn't take offense. He said, I appreciate the thought, but next time, don't even worry about getting it for me. Just treat yourself. And so it's understanding how love is received and saying, you know what, even though they didn't hit exactly how I would have liked to have received it, I'm going to appreciate that they care about me and they thought about me. And that makes a huge difference as well.
I love it. I do want to remind any of you that are just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, Lorraine Crane is in our studio right now, and we're so glad to have her. We're going to be talking a little bit more with her, but we're also talking with Kathy Lipp right now. And we're talking about one of her books, one of her many books, but 101 Simple Ways to Show Your Husband You Love Him. And of course, give us the names of your other books.
Oh, sure. So we've got the one that started it all was The Husband Project, 21 Days of Loving Your Man on Purpose and with a Plan. And then because that one was all about here are things you can do to love your husband, and people kept asking me, so where's The Wife Project? Well, we knew that that book wouldn't sell really well, but we do have Happy Habits for Every Couple, and this is something that couples can do together. Some of the days are designed for the guys to love on their wives and back and the other way, and some of them are designed for you to do together. And then my other book that is really kind of making an impact right now is Clutter Free, and simple ways to, you know, very easy ways to simplify your space, and we give you some very concrete ways of making your house a more pleasant place to live in.
Kathy, how long does it usually take you to write a book?
You know, I was ridiculous for a while, and I was writing about 2 to 3 books a year. And now what I've decided, because I do so much with speaking, you know, probably usually about once a week, and it's always out of town. So I'm going down to writing one book every other year and then revising one of my book and putting new updated information, because we're always learning so much.
Right.
So that's what we're doing now is updating and revising. So a new book's coming out about every year, but I'm taking a lot more time to write the books because I want them to be as useful as possible.
I love it. I love it. I love your books. And, you know, yeah. So, okay. So, you know, so many of us, it's how do we please ourselves, and I'm going to address this to Lorraine too, is how do we please ourselves and our husbands? Because there are some people that live only for their partner, and somehow we don't have a voice, or we don't, you know, take ourselves into consideration. And that was one of the things that I blogged about, is really loving ourselves too. And sometimes it's all about them. It's all about what they want to do. And we kind of forget. And if we're a mom, then it's all about our children. So now we're even more, you know, down on the list.
Yeah. Well, people who have the happiest marriages are concerned about their partner's feelings, but they're also concerned about theirs.
I love
and
how
so
you
when
said
you can
that.
Pull those two together, that's going to be the best marriage and for two individual happy people. But I would love to hear what Lorraine says.
Yeah.
Well, speaking to that point, if a woman who's been taught basically about relationships, and that should be her primary role in life, and things have changed. We're balancing out a little bit more. So my sense is that if you can take care of yourself, which other people may think is selfish, it's really self-care.
Yeah, I totally agree. I'm so glad that you were going there, because it's self-love and self-care. And you're right, there is a stigma that, oh, she must be selfish because she's going to get a massage or she's going to get her hair done. No, we need to be able to fill our own cup in order to fill anybody else's.
Yeah, you know, because it really does lend into martyrdom when we say, I do all this for you, because we say we don't want anything for ourselves. But when we start to think, I'm doing this all for you, then what we're secretly saying is you should love me more, you should appreciate more. And so what you're doing is you're looking for your validation outside of who you are.
Absolutely.
And we're never going to get it that way.
And then people get resentful because women feel they're giving and giving and they're not getting anything back. So the resentment will come up if we don't take care of ourselves as well.
Yeah, Kathy, are you there?
I am.
Yeah. Okay, well, so what are we going to find in your book?
Well, what I've done is I've come up with ways that I know that have worked for me and my husband in order to really solidify and make our marriage as strong as possible. But I also know that people have wildly different personalities than Roger and I do. So I went to some of my favorite people who have off-the-hook awesome marriages, or who have been in a place of having a really tough marriage and are in a good place now. And so what I've said is, how do you show your husband you love him? Because my husband, being an analytic and amiable, he receives love in a very different way than my friend Michelle's husband, who her husband's a driver, big time. You know, he wants to get things done, and he wants to get them done yesterday. So I asked all of my friends for advice, and we came up with 101 ways that we're not expecting you to try all of them, but you might recognize your husband in between these pages and think, that is probably something he would really like from me. And so we've come up with some things that are a little bit different. Like one of my favorite ones is, I just call it buy the shirt. And so if your husband is a Ducks fan or a Broncos fan, or up here it'd be 49ers, what I tell you to do, even if you're not into the team, if you don't know the difference between a football and a rugby, whatever they use in rugby, I guess it's a rugby ball, then I see how little I know about
soccer,
sports.
Right, Tom? Is that a soccer ball for rugby?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, good. I think,
good.
I think
like
so.
That,
oh,
yes.
Tom.
I just know pucks.
Okay,
the only
okay.
Sport that
yeah,
counts
he's
has
a
pucks.
Hockey player, so. Yeah, okay, but I think it's a soccer ball, but okay.
Yeah, well, I think you're
I'm
right.
Sure we'll get lots of calls right now.
No,
but yeah. But yeah, so to kind of love him within what his things that he loves, right?
Right. You know, because he didn't marry you just to be a wife. He wanted to spend time with his best friend. And when you say, "Hey, you know what? I'm on your this is part of how I show how I'm on your team." That makes a huge difference.
I love it. I love it. And I know that you talk about really quick some of the words that wives should use or avoid.
So I think comparison is one of the things that will kill our husband's spirit more quickly than just about anything else. So, you know, making sure that we are using words that are building him up constantly. If, you know, instead of saying, you know, coming back with very flip things, really think about how your husband's receiving that. You know, if
well,
say,
it's just how we would feel, right?
Yeah,
we don't want to be compared.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There's no comparison. No, guys hate gossip. Gossip is not good. So they don't want to hear it. They don't want to be a part of it. Bitterness, you know, saying, oh, you know, looking at what your neighbors have and you don't.
Right.
You hear the bitterness that's really, really tough.
Kathy, where do we find your book?
You can find them on Amazon. You can find them in all Christian bookstores, Barnes & Noble, or at KathyLip.com.
All right. Thank you again for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. And I know we'll talk soon. And please continue to share our show with everyone.
Absolutely, Kim.
You got it. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
All right. Talk to you soon. All right. Our next guest, we're going to actually just jump right in with him. And, of course, that's Drew Seeley. And, of course, everybody's heard of the Jersey Boys. And, of course, they're playing right here at the Theater League Presents, at the Theater League. And let's welcome Drew. Drew, are you there?
I'm there. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Fantastic.
Good. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Tell us, I'm so excited to come and see this, and tell us a little bit about, Theater League and how long you've been a part of them.
About the show?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're coming to Thousand Oaks February 23rd through 28th.
Okay.
And the show's The Jersey Boys. It's the true life story of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Wow, I love it. I love the Four Seasons. That was like one of my, did I just age myself or what? But,
no.
You know, it was kind of like one that my parents listened to, and then I just love the melody of it. But so tell us a little bit about, I mean, and don't give it away, but who are you playing?
I play one of the Four Seasons, song, principal songwriter and keyboard player, Bob Gaudio.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the youngest member in the final member to join the group, but yeah, this story takes place over a period of like 40 years through them coming up as kids, making it, and then dealing with all the things, you know, the trappings of fame, you know, gambling debts, broken marriages, and then even mob ties, and then they make their way eventually to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame toward the end of the show.
I love it. And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805. And, of course, we've got tickets to go see Jersey Boys. And, of course, that's February 23rd. It's coming up. It's a Tuesday. And I'd love to give a pair of tickets away right now. Call in at 805-419-0008. We're talking with Drew Seeley. We are talking to one of the Jersey Boys. So let me ask you, what makes Jersey Boys different from any other play you have been in?
Well, I mean, it's a great musical for guys.
Oh, well, I like that.
Musical,
okay.
Theater, you know, you got to drag your husband or your
boyfriend. Okay, so my husband will dig it.
Yeah, this is like the kind of show that guys can get into as well, which is fun to be a part of. It's got really all the elements. That's why the show's been running for 10 years. You know, the music, obviously,
is amazing. Yeah,
all this time. It's amazing, amazing music. But their story of, like, how they, you know, everything they went through is equally fascinating. So you put those together, you know, and it's got a great, great book and great script. It's got all the elements. And it's very colorful and exciting to be in the theater as well.
It kind of
feels more like a rock concert than
All right. I'm excited to see it. I haven't ever seen this one before. Have you ever seen Jersey Boys?
I have not.
Yeah. Tom?
I saw the movie, and somebody says, you got to see the stage.
Okay,
you got to see the stage. That's the only way to roll.
Okay, cool. So let me ask you a question. How long have you been acting?
I've been acting since I was 10 or 11.
Wow. Okay.
My life.
Did you always know that this is something you wanted to do?
Yeah.
It's in your blood.
You know, my parents got my sister and I into it at a very early age, and there's really no looking back.
Ah, I love it. All right. Well, Drew, I'm excited to meet you. And
yeah.
Of course, February 23rd, I can't wait to see everybody there and to watch the show. Where do we find more tickets and more information?
You can find more information on the Jersey Boys Tour website. It has all the dates for Thousand Oaks and beyond, where we're going to be,
okay.
And links to where you can buy tickets.
Okay.
And I don't think it's sold out, so I believe you can also buy tickets at the door.
Okay.
If you're lucky,
but okay. Yeah, I was going to say, don't even wait too long. This is going to be a great show. Drew, how do we find out more about you?
I'm easy to find. I'm on social media, Twitter and Instagram, just my name, Drew Seeley.
Okay.
And my website, drewseeley.com, has basically everything I'm up to.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much. Oh,
yeah,
Lorraine,
you
have a question?
I wanted to say, it sounds as though you're appealing to a young audience, not just the people like me who came up with this Jersey Boys.
Oh, that's a good question. Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, it's the kind of show that, like, full families can come to. A lot of times we'll see, three generations sitting next to each other enjoying it, in the same way, which is really awesome. We're kind of bringing these classic old songs, like, to a younger, like you said, a new generation.
I love it.
Very
cool. I look forward to this. And Drew, thank you so much for being a part of our show and sharing this with all of our listeners. And we're going to continue to give out tickets. And so I can't wait to meet you. And I hope that you share our show with everyone.
Yep, we will. I can't wait to be there.
You got it. All right. Again, Jersey Boys, we've got tickets. Either call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008, or you can go to our Facebook, and we're going to be giving away a few tickets there, too. So that is Kim Pagano's show. Stay with us. We're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to really just buckle in with Lorraine Crane, and we're going to talk about what's love got to do with it. And really finding the blind spots and really getting a hold of your life. So stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Sherry, Sherry, baby, Sherry, Sherry, baby, Sherry, Sherry, baby.
Will you be stressed or serene in 2016? We can't change what's outside of us or fix others. So how do we cope? Audrey Walzer's science-based Learn Mindfulness Meditation course has taught Kim Pagano and hundreds of others in the 805 the tools of mindfulness to downregulate the stress response, even when life gets difficult. Attend a free introduction to mindfulness and register now for upcoming classes in Westlake, Camarillo, and Ventura. Visit mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com. Be serene in 2016. That's mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com.
Rubicon Theater Company is Ventura County's premier destination for professional theater. Join the Kim Pagano Show at the first main stage performance of 2016. See Rock City, playing January 27th to February 14th in Ventura's downtown cultural district. This tender and poignant play is the sequel to last season's critically acclaimed Last Train to Nebrock. Reunite with May and Raleigh, played by Lily Nixay and Eric Odom, as they navigate the joys and struggles of married life. See Rock City is sponsored by Janet and Mark L. Gold and Son and Wells Fargo Private Bank. See this touching love story in the company's intimate 180-seat theater. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life here in the 805. And of course, I'm so excited. We have Lorraine Crane joining us. And Lorraine, you are in Westlake, correct? And you are a transformational coach and creator of Finding Blind Spots. What do you mean by blind spots, first of all?
Well, the image came to me when I was seeing that I had a blind spot in my car. And I thought, wow, that's just like my clients. There's usually one or two blind spots they have that no matter what, they can't see. I thought that was a good metaphor.
Yeah, I totally agree, because you're absolutely right. I mean, some of us just don't see why we're messing up our relationships or why, excuse me, things aren't going good in our lives. And sometimes it's us, right?
At least half the time.
Really? How long have you been doing this? I know you have been doing this and are very passionate about this, correct?
Yes, I am. Maybe 30 years.
Really? Not very long, huh?
Not very long.
Well, I'm so excited to have you be a part of our show. And, I just want to say I want to refer you to everybody out there, because you've helped so many people in so many ways. And you have a kind of a different way of doing it. And I've been to therapists before, and I've been to, there's like different styles of them. What's your style? How do you really see it?
Well, for me, it's more of a relationship rather than just sitting and listening to the person speak, which is sort of an old style of psychotherapy that's...
I kind of like it, because it's not... I mean, even though, yes, you're within a time and in a appointment, but you kind of listen, and then you feed. And then you listen, and then you feed. And so you do it a little bit different.
It takes a lot of listening, good listening skills, and then to be able to interpret for the person what I thought I heard them say, and also what they didn't say.
Right. What would you say your specialty would be? Is it couples? Is it individuals? What is it that you...
I think I'm pretty passionate about individuals and couples. I like them equally.
Right.
It's very exciting and gratifying to see somebody taking in some information that they didn't realize before, and then when they leave the office to go and apply it, and then come back and say, wow, it got better.
Right.
So that's what I'm looking for, is them feeling better.
Yeah.
The relationship being better.
Yeah. I want to say that life happens to all of us, and sometimes it could be we're stuck in a job that maybe we're making decent money, but we're not happy, or we're in a relationship that's not serving us anymore, but we're afraid to get out of it, or we're in a relationship that we want to be in it, but it's just not working. So there's so many. I mean, I could go on through all the whole entire show of different scenarios of things that are going wrong in our life. But where do we start?
I think we have to start from really getting in touch with our own longing, our own hope, and our regrets, especially in relationships, because the Valentine's Day idea is so ideal. and most of us don't live in an ideal world. So the relationships are complicated, especially when they're romantic, and it's the easiest area to have blind spots, so that we can be blind to how our need for love and approval blocks our clarity. So another word for that is codependency, where we make the spouse or the other person really important, and that blinds us to what really needs to be done, because you can't just seek approval and stay in a relationship that's healthy.
So we would be needy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we would be needing this other person's approval, or to make sure that
validation.
They're spending enough time with us, or validation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, now we're no longer thinking of ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Basically, it's the issue of being separate and being close. And we always have to balance that tension, because we're born in our own skin, and so is the other person. So the idea of love usually is that we will become one, which I think is, you know, Valentine's Day sees candy idea. But the truth is, you don't really do that. You have to have enough separateness to feel like you're an individual, but also enough closeness. And the
to
balance,
feel you're connected.
Feel connected, and the dance between those two things. So if you grow up in a home where separating makes you anxious or abandoned, then you'll later cling to the person you're with because you don't want them to abandon you, not realizing that that's a way to push them away.
Wow. That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in and wondering what we're talking about. I'm Kim, and we're talking with Lorraine Crane. We're talking about what's love got to do with it. So what does love have to do with it?
Well, you have to look at it as an adjunct to who we are. It's not just who we are. So if you look at the differences, then you see, do I push people away when I want love from them? And what are some of those cues that you can pick up? First of all, is the interaction reciprocal? Are you the one that's just giving, or are you getting something back so that that dance continues and it's gratifying?
Let me just stop you there. Mm-hmm. So does it feel as good as what you're, I mean, it's like, you know, gosh, are we feeling the same reward that we're giving, right? Are we enhancing
each other? Let it be in the same ballpark.
Oh, okay, that's good. That's
because
fair to say that.
Our expectations of what the other person is supposed to do for us to feel close, sometimes is so out of line with who they are. And unless they do it just the way we think they should do it, we push them away or we feel it's not enough, and then the resentment starts.
And then we play this whole different game.
Yes. As Kathy said, the martyr.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Or, you know, well, you didn't do that for me, so no, I'm not going to do that for
it's
you.
It's never going to be even. And
but
it's
I
never
like
gonna
that, and I like that you said that, because it's if it's in the same ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's going to be good days, bad days, right? But if we know that we're being respectful and we're being respected in a relationship, isn't that?
Yes.
You're halfway there.
Right.
You know.
So it's paying attention, even if it's not a spouse, but even in friendships, there has to be a gut reaction to, is it reciprocal? Or do we hang on to the fantasy of how we want it to be as opposed to the reality of how it is?
How many people do you think really have a fallacy of what they believe a relationship should be, or a dream of what they want, and they're in love with the dream and not a reality of their relationship?
Many.
Yeah, I would say, huh?
Most people, because we're brought up to believe
right
that that's how it's supposed to look, so that when we get into it, I remember my mom used to say, Lorraine, it's only in the movies.
Right.
And that's what I wanted, is what I saw in the movies.
We all want that, right?
But that's not life.
Right.
So we want something, we don't get it the way we want it, we get resentful, and whatever the person wants to give us then is not enough, so we push them away.
Wow, I like it.
But that's not conscious, and that's what I work on with people, is to bring the unconscious ideas or beliefs, because belief is what drives us. what we believe. If we believe we're not good enough, it doesn't matter what somebody else is going to do to try to turn that around. It'll never be good enough.
And Lorraine, I know that also you talk about it's some things that we deal with in our lives, in our relationship, within ourselves. Is that true? Right? I know
right.
that. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, there's a wonderful woman who does this, and her name is Katie. And her basic idea is to ask the question, when we have a negative thought come in to our minds, like he doesn't love me, to stop for a second and say, is that true? And can you absolutely know that's true? And when you use the word absolutely, it opens it all up.
Because a lot
we can't
of
know,
we
absolutely don't
right.
know. It's just an idea we have. They're supposed to act that way. So if we at least challenge and question what we're assuming, then we have a chance to open up a little crevice, you know, a little way to get into a new thought.
Wow, I love this. Yeah, I mean, because we don't realize that a lot of our negative thinking are just thoughts.
Right.
And if we could just stop at that thought, and that's something that you teach, right?
Right.
Is if you could just know that this is not something you have to act on.
Just because it's a thought, doesn't right. make it true.
Right.
And when we have a negative thought, that internalizes a negative feeling, and then we can act in a negative way. But if you take the steam out of a thought that's not true, you can be a lot calmer.
Wow.
And give the other person some room.
Right. I love that. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805. We're talking with Lorraine Crane. She is a transformational coach and a creator of Finding Blind Spots, finding your blind spots that are preventing you from living this great life that we've been given, maybe in a relationship, maybe in work, maybe within yourself and as a family. I mean, there's so many things that kind of interrupt our lives. And if that's something that you're going through, Lorraine, you want to give out your phone number?
Yes, area code 805-827-9905.
Okay, say it again.
827-9905, area code 805.
There you go. All right, we are going to take a really quick break, and I've got a $50 gift certificate to Dr. Adrienne Laura, and her practice is Celebrating Women. And I'm telling you, this is going to be worth it. It's a Botox or Juvederm. And I'd love you to meet with Dr. Laura over there. Give us a call right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Will you be stressed or serene in 2016? You know, we can't change what's outside of us or fix others. So how do we cope? Audrey Walzer's science-based Learn Mindfulness Meditation course has taught Kim Pagano and hundreds of others in the 805 the tools of mindfulness to downregulate the stress response, even when life gets difficult. Attend a free introduction to mindfulness and register now for upcoming classes in Westlake, Camarillo, and Ventura. Visit mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com. Be serene in 2016. That's mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com.
Rubicon Theater Company is Ventura County's premier destination for professional theater. Join the Kim Pagano Show at the first main stage performance of 2016. See Rock City, playing January 27th to February 14th in Ventura's downtown cultural district. This tender and poignant play is the sequel to last season's critically acclaimed Last Train to Nebrock. Reunite with May and Raleigh, played by Lily Nixay and Eric Odom, as they navigate the joys and struggles of married life. See Rock City is sponsored by Janet and Mark L. Golden Sun and Wells Fargo Private Bank. See this touching love story in the company's intimate 180-seat theater. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And I'd love to share some tulips and roses arrangements from A Secret Garden. And that is A Secret Garden Florist right here on Main Street. And if you haven't already got your flowers, telling you, go do it right now. They'll take care of you over there. And I love to share that with everyone. Also, we have some tickets coming up to Paula Poundstone on March 5th, and that is over at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. We'd love to give those away. So call in right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, we are the Kim Pagano Show. We're here from 6 to 8 every Saturday morning, and then again from 2 to 3. We're talking with Lorraine Crane, my pleasure, and to have her here in the studio. Lorraine is a transformational coach and a creator of Finding Blind Spots. I love that. So many of us realize that don't realize that we have blind spots in our life. And Lorraine has helped so many couples and individuals with this. And she's located right here in Westlake, and I would love to share her with all of you. And, of course, we're talking right now about what's love got to do with it. And I know that you wanted to give some resources and some ideas of things to really know why we're pushing people away, correct?
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that when people need to make some kind of adjustment so that they stop pushing people away, they have to start noticing, first of all, what their judgments are of others and themselves. Because we all judge, which is a little different than evaluating. You know, we evaluate, we look at the pros and the cons, but there's not that emotional push behind it as making judgments. So the first thing to start noticing is, how are you judging yourself and how are you judging other people? Even if you have to make a small note, the mind will tell you, but then it will want to forget it.
So when you, I'm not clear on that 100%. So, and I'm sure if I'm not, maybe my listeners, mm-hmm. I might not be. So when you say, say it, kind of repeat it again, I'm sorry.
Okay, so if I say that that person is really not very friendly, so that's
a judgment.
A judgment.
Correct.
So then I would have to say, well, I'm saying they're not friendly. How friendly am I?
Mm, so we're looking back in the mirror at ourselves.
Have I reached out?
Right.
Or do I assume it's always up to them?
Right.
And that they should. You know, as soon as you have the should, the shoulda, coulda, woulda,
yeah.
Then already there's a parental sense to it that the other person should be doing what we would like for them to do. So looking at our own judgments about ourselves and about other people, which is fleeting because the mind doesn't really want to stick to that. But that's why you become more aware. That's why people do meditation and why people
look inward.
Do mindfulness to get quiet enough to hear their own inner voice.
Right.
Judging.
Right. And you recommend that?
Yes.
Yeah.
And anything that will, you know, sort of keep you quiet and have you hear your own voice and your own judgments.
Right. You know, it's interesting. I think that you need to be a good listener to be in a relationship too, right? I think that's a big thing, that we're already thinking about what we're going to say before we even stop to listen.
That's what couples do when they come to see me. They're pleading their case, but they're not hearing the other people. So the idea is to slow them down.
Right.
And to really get into active listening.
Yeah, you know what's interesting? What came to my mind, it's almost like having a couple in your office and they're in a boxing ring. And so one's on one side, one's on the other, you know? And of course, this isn't where you think I'm going because, of course, this is Valentine's weekend. But mm-hmm. you plead your story. He pleads his story. And then you come together to make this wonderful story. But so many times we come from this ugly place of he did, she did, or you make me feel, or you make me feel. And how do we say, okay, I'm going to own my own feeling, and you're going to own your own feeling, and now we're going to try to play together and kind of enhance each other. That's something that you work on, isn't it?
Absolutely. Again, that goes back to what do you expect from that person, and also to tell them what they do well. You know, not just, of course, people come in because they're talking about what isn't working, but sometimes you have to acknowledge what is working, why you fell in love with this
person. I'm so glad you said that, because we all forget. We only look at all the things that we're angry about and all the things that, you know, we are disappointed in life about. And a lot of them start with us. And so now we've just gone, I'm really frustrated with my life, and now you aren't making me happy. And wait a minute, that's not their job to make you happy.
Exactly.
So let's talk a little bit about that.
That's a really good point. Again, I said separateness and togetherness. When we're separate, it's not somebody else's job to make us happy. They can be considerate. They could be attentive. They could want to please us, but it's not their job to make us happy.
Wow, that's a big one. I hope all my listeners heard that, because so many times we think, you know, we come home and we're upset and we're like, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I'm going to just say this, like the, you know, the little boy, the little girl going, mommy, they made me really mad at school. And then you're like, when your husband doesn't, he's like, yeah, so I got big problems at work. And that doesn't mean, you know, and then you're disappointed and then you start holding a grudge. And then you're like, now he doesn't make me happy. And it kind of grows into this relationship.
One thing that possibly people could do is when they have that feeling and their significant other isn't available, is just write about it. To just sit down and write how they're feeling and get it out.
That's so good. That's great advice, because you want to just throw up on the paper, right? And now it's not harboring inside your heart or your mind.
Right. And also being aware if the other person is in a place to hear you. You know, timing is everything in life.
Right.
So I think that that's very important. And then asking that question, is that really true, that judging him or her for not being there for me?
Right.
When
right.
in fact, I should be there for myself, and then I can share it.
Right. You don't want to have to need your husband or your wife. You want to be able to have them support what you're doing.
Right.
Yeah. And I think...
And staying out of the fantasy of how it's supposed to be as opposed to the reality. So if one of the kids doesn't pick up their socks and you spend half your life chasing them, and they don't change their behavior, you have to say, okay, so the reality is, you know, my kid doesn't pick up his socks. And the fantasy is that they'll change their mind and they'll learn. Well, as long as you're after them, they're not going to do it, because then they have this game going. So, you know, if it bothers you, pick up the socks.
Right. Or not.
Or not. Let
exactly.
it sit there.
Yeah. So we have about 5 minutes left. You know, what I would love to do is just kind of what are the things that most couples have the hardest time with?
Not being heard.
Okay. Communication.
Communication. And also if they have a history of things going wrong, they hold on to it. You know, we hold on to those grudges. I see people coming in and having an alternative way, but their ego, you know, gets in the way because they can't stand the idea that they might be wrong.
Wow. So they're ego-driven instead of love-driven.
Right.
Okay. And they're going to hold on to I'm right no matter what. So I always say, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy?
Exactly.
You know?
You want to be right or you want to be happy?
Yeah. And I think it's just, I mean, I'm so glad that you're here, and I know that you're going to continue to, you know, come in and be with us. But I really, I stress to everyone that's listening right now, if you have something that you're dealing with, you know, maybe your spouse won't go with you, or maybe, you know, the person, your parents or whoever you're having the conflict with, maybe they won't go. But if you go and get your own help, because when you start to change, the situation starts to change around
you. That happens so many times.
Yeah.
When one person changes, the other person, without even being aware of it, will make a shift.
Yeah.
We're just looking for small shifts in patterns, you know, not 180 degrees. But those small shifts are powerful.
Yeah. And I love that that you talked about blind spots. Mm. And, you know, some of us don't even know. They're just like they come home, they're in a situation, and they just things aren't going right, and they don't really know why. Mm-hmm. And they can't really figure it out. And so they have to start looking in somewhere, but it's almost like they need to look within.
That's the first step, because basically we're all driven by our core beliefs. And a core belief is something we learn when we're very young, and it's embedded in our subconscious mind, so we're not aware of it. So you have to be willing.
To dig deep
and right. to take a look and to own at least part of why the stance isn't working.
Right. Take some responsibility.
Take some responsibility.
In the situation, whatever it is. Lorraine, really quick, I just want to say, you know, where can people find you and how do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, you can call me at area code 805-827-9905.
Okay. Say it again.
805-827-9905, and I'm located in Westlake.
What's your website?
It's www.findingblindspots.com. All one word, .com.
Very good. Lorraine Crane, thank you so much for being a part of our show. And again, you know, it's that easy. Go talk to somebody so that they can make a difference in your life. It's you know, we don't realize that that we have things that we were brought up with. And it doesn't even have to be our trash. It could be our parents. It could be their parents. We kind of all come to the relationship with, you know, a foundation that we've learned. And now we're trying to mesh it in with a relationship. And sometimes, you know, we could have a really powerful person in our relationship, and then that makes us feel weaker, mm-hmm. or vice versa. Or, you know, we can have somebody who maybe they don't feel very good about themselves, and so they try to put you down. How do we just stand on our own turf and be happy for who we are and feel that we're enough?
Well, one of the things that I'd like to speak about maybe in the future are boundaries and limits.
Oh, that's a great point. That's a great point.
Because if we know how to keep our own boundaries and limits and set that with people, things will change.
I love it. We're going to bring you back and talk about that. Again, thank you so much for joining us here. You've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. Lorraine Crane is our guest for today. And again, we always want to end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Love doesn't make the world go round. Love is what makes the ride worthwhile. I hope that all of you have an amazing, happy Valentine's Day. And I want to just say thank you to everybody that's made a footprint in my life. And of course, my loved ones. And I hope that you share it with somebody special, but know that you are special and that you make a difference. And again, I'm so glad that you are here on our show listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll talk to you next week.